Former Governor Thomas H. Keene knows the value of knocking on doors. Keene reminded loyal Morris County Republicans at a Sunday breakfast that he was in a pretty close race a few years ago. It may seem like a few years ago, to some, but the event in question was actually 38 years ago. That was 1981 when Keene beat Democrat Jim Florio by about 1,700 votes to win the governor's seat. And he said that may not have happened if GOP volunteers didn't keep knocking on doors and visiting voters right on up to Election Day. And that was the main reason for the annual breakfast hosted by County Clerk Ann Grossi at the Sheraton Parsippany Hotel, turn out the Republican vote. As for the value of door knocking up until the last minute, Keene said, "I know that better than anybody else." The breakfast drew dozens of GOP local candidates, including Anthony M. Bucco and Brian Bergen, who are trying to keep the traditionally Republican 25th District in GOP hands. Keene was introduced by his son, Tom Keene Jr., who is seeking next year's Republican congressional nod in the 7th District. The senior Keene's comments, notwithstanding, last-minute door-knocking may not be as valuable as it once was. That's because vote-by-mail, or VBM for short, allows voters to cast their ballots weeks in advance of Election Day. The VBM process so far has benefited Democrats more than Republicans. And that's something Doug Steinhardt, the GOP's state chair, knows well. Speaking before the former governor arrived, Steinhardt said that the party must work hard to combat the VBM system, or what he called the Democrats' vote-rigging scheme.